Well, Robert Morris, welcome to another episode of Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. So, Ryan, I've been doing sponsors every week, pretty much every week. So, you know, you can have the sponsor. Tell them what the show is sponsored by today.
April Fools.
How's that a sponsor? I don't understand. Are you joking with me, bro?
I'm not. I wish I was joking, but nope. Today's sponsor is April Fools.
So what that means for everybody out there who doesn't want to not be a American, go play a prank on someone. Make it harmless. Don't be a jerk. But, go do something fun. And preferably actually, to a friend, too. Because if you do a stranger, that's a whole nother, like, can of worms. And, like, if you want to, go ahead. But, boy, is it a good chance of getting punched in the face.
Yeah. I actually did play a joke this morning.
Yeah? Who'd you tell that you were pregnant?
That's not the joke.
Oh, darn. Okay.
I pranked Luke Yost.
Toasty. Yeah, what'd you do to him?
Allegheny County called, and I made him think it was a girl on the phone for him.
Oh, wow. That's fun. Let's give us an impression of what lady you got voice. Or were you the woman, or did you just convince him that it was a woman?
I just convinced him that it was a woman on the phone for him.
All right. I understand. All right. I thought you had like a nice pretty lady voice that you could do for us, but I understand.
I mean,
do you want to go? I mean,
sure. Ahead. I mean, this will probably be really bad, but I'll do it.
It's fine. Let's go for the pretty lady voice. Today, everybody on Pittsburgh's News, we have Charles Stockhausen and Ray. That girl's name that sounds like Ryan?
Ray Giacobbe.
Ryan Giacobbe. No, that's not.
Ray.
Ray. No, I feel like it's already a name that's you. There's not really a lot of R names. Rachel. Rachel Giacobbe. So, Rachel, what you got for us today?
Oh, you know, this is a really awkward voice for me, but
that's your natural voice, Rachel. What do you mean?
We got the Pittsburgh Pirates versus the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah? You a big Pirates fan?
Yes.
Yeah? Who you think's going to win that game?
The Pirates.
Yeah? What you got factual-wise to back that up?
Well, they're playing right now. Uh-uh. At PNC Park, their game is just getting underway.
And I'm just saying, what makes you think they're going to beat the Cardinals? Cardinals are always a great team.
Yes, but they also just came off they're
1-3, the Cardinals. Yeah. So did they come off a 3-game losing streak or?
Please give me a second.
Okay, we got to have a Google search here or a Yahoo search or a Bing search, whichever search engine that everyone prefers. Waiting for Rachel to come up with an answer.
They just lost a season opening series loss to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay. So you think the Pirates are better than the Brewers?
Yes.
All right, so then they can beat the Cardinals. I like your stance here. All right, thanks, Rachel. So we're going to get Ryan back on the show. So, Ryan, hey, how you doing? April Fools, everybody. We got you.
Yep.
Ha. Oh, God, we're awful. So let's talk about the Steel City Slam, April 10th, 2019, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., City of Asylum, 40 West North Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. Steel City Slam hosts Pittsburgh's annual Pottery Slam Championship. I never knew there was a Pottery Slam Championship. Are you slamming pottery like Zelda? Or if not Zelda, Link, but in the game of Zelda. Anyway, let's go ahead.
Poetry Slam.
Oh, it's a poetry. I thought it said pottery.
No, it's a Poetry Slam.
Okay.
I wish it was a Pottery Slam. Just go slamming some pots on the ground and have them shatter.
I thought people were just making dope pottery. All right, anyway, so Poetry Slam Championship. This makes a lot more sense. 13 poets enter. One emerges victorious. I guess I would have really been confused once I read that line. The winner of this slam will be reigned. Pittsburgh's 2019 champion will receive a cash prize, fame, and glory. Because anytime you win, you get cash, fame, and glory. Top four poets will have the opportunity to compete as a team in future regional competitions and marquee shows. This three-round competitive poetry event pulls from the city's best talent and is judged by random members of the audience. You won't regret this unique opportunity to see some of the city's best spoken word. Pittsburgh Poetry Collective charges $15 at the door, but it will be worth it because you might as well be going to a concert. Poetry is it's the best form of language, all right? And to be able to slam poetry, sometimes, man, those burns are just harsh, especially whenever they're, like, appeasing to your literacy, like...
Do poetry slams get your heartstrings?
Not my heartstrings, but like they got me in the. I guess yeah, heartstrings feels. I don't know. They just make me feel good, you know. Because like if you can slam someone with elegant language, mm-hmm. darn, you're going far, kid. So I'll go and see your favorite poet, or go ahead and try to see if you can find a favorite poet at the Steel City Slam at, again, City of Asylum, 40 West Avenue, or North Avenue. And that is April 10th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Go get literacized. If you don't want to read, I mean, I think this is the best alternative, honestly. Because you can learn more words that you never knew existed before. You can think. You can have some comedy. You can, like, destroy some people if you're entering. But if you haven't, of course, you can't enter now. But I'm saying if you're seeing, you still feel like you're part of it. I don't know. It's kind of like being at a, what's it called? I forget now. Rap battle.
Oh.
Yes.
But now we have the workshop playing on the main stage.
Real quick.
Yes.
I just want to let everybody know, I've had this piece of kernel, like, from Popcorn Night last night. Saw Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet. Anyway, there's a popcorn kernel stuck in my, like, gum between my tooth. Just got it out. It is the hugest relief of my life.
Did you use floss?
No, it's so, like, my molars, I guess, the ones on the far back, there's, like, the gum. It got stuck between the gums and the tooth, like, on the outside portion.
Oh.
So, like, it's just kind of stayed there. I was, like, wiggling at it all day, but it just came out, and I'm very excited. Everything just feels so
good. I know. It's such a pain when you have food stuck in your teeth.
I know. It's the worst, man. Nah, but and just so everyone can now be part of that relief with me. But anyway, Ryan, tell them about the workshop.
The workshop playing on the main stage is happening April 11th from 8 to 10 p.m. at the Arcade Comedy Theater, 943 Liberty Ave, Pittsburgh, PA 15222.
Love the Arcade Comedy Theater.
Yep. Would you like to play on the Arcade Downstairs Theater and discover its secrets?
Of course.
Yep. Then join us for playing on the main stage. In this two-hour workshop, participants identify challenges of the space and develop ways to use it to their advantage. Through active participation and audience observation, students will gain confidence and increase their enjoyment during performance. Although the focus is primarily on the creative use of their beautiful new stage, veteran improv teacher Christy Nolan provides insightful and instructive improv notes throughout.
Heck yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's play.
Let's go.
On the main stage.
Oh yeah.
About the workshop, you must be 18 years or older and have taken at least improv 102.
All right, well, that's just not helpful at all. I've never taken Improv 102. I guess I got to go down there more often and take more improv classes. Drats, that's only the worst thing to do for a radio jockey disc person.
Yeah. Previous performance on the Downstairs Theater is helpful.
All right, well, I mean, that makes
sense. And you got to pay $12 to register.
I mean, that's fair. But honestly, to be able to do improv anything, to think on your feet like that, it's a skill. It's a great skill to have. Not in comedy or theater. You go to a job interview. I'm just going to say this because I had an interview yesterday. Nothing. Nowhere important. It's a retail job. It's nothing fun. Mm-hmm. But like they ask for the questions at the end. And if you can't think of those questions at the end, you feel like you let the interviewee or interviewer down. It's like, riddle me this. What questions do you ask at the end of an interview, Ryan? Because they're always like, any questions for us?
Yeah, so like, what is like the typical day like at the office?
Drats, you're right. Okay, well, see, that's my problem because like, all right, I'm gonna say it. I applied to Best Buy, right? I got a call. So what question do I ask? Like, what do I not know about Best Buy that I need to know? I guess yeah, I could have asked what's the typical day at the office, but it's like I'm interested, but like I kind of already know what it is.
Well, what position did you apply for?
It's like sales associate or something.
Sales associate. All right. So a question that I would ask is like, what would you consider to do if a customer like didn't want to buy something?
Okay. Well, this is why I need the improv class and you don't apparently. Except you haven't taken improv 102, so we're still on the same level, Ryan.
Yep.
Ugh. Anyway, so at the workshop playing on the main stage again, Arcade Comedy Theater, April 11th, 8 to 10 p.m. Register for $12, be 18 years or older, and also take the Improv 102 class. And you're on your way to a Hollywood acting role, I think.
Yep.
Or at least an internet acting role. Either one, you're on your way to an acting role. But let's stop talking about acting and let's talk about some singing. We're going to talk about trap karaoke. April 12th. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's at the August Wilson Center, 980 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. It's Trap Arcade. I'm just not going well today. Trap Karaoke begins in the fall of 2015 after Mason Mowat, a musical festival organizer.
Jason Mowat.
Sorry, I didn't know how to pronounce his name.
No, you're fine.
I appreciate the correction. The music festival organizer envisioned what he calls a user-generated concert experience. That's all in quotes. Mm-hmm. Placing fans at the center of the concert experience. The result? A platform on the top of music. A backdrop for life. A nexus into cultural participation. Personal empowerment. Cherished moments. Human connection. And community.
Oh,
those are like such big words and such big concepts. I appreciate that though.
Yeah.
And like, if I can feel all of those things just by going to this event, I'm down. It's worth it. Who doesn't want to have a nexus into cultural participation or personal empowerment? Who doesn't want to have cherished moments like the ones that me and Ryan make every Monday at 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's newest.
Yep. Yeah. We have cherished moments. It's a great time being here with Charles, all right?
Yeah, and that's why you guys should be here, too, every week listening. You're missing out if you don't. But anyway, yeah. So Trap Karaoke, August Wilson, September, April 12th, 8 to 10 p.m. Also, Ryan, just saying, you might want to move back a little bit from the mic whenever you yell, man. I feel like you probably peaked a lot there.
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, like, did you
hear your own ears? There's a little bit of a peak in the Derby.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I mean, like, at least I moved my mic, like, all the way over to here. You just got to move it back whenever you yell, man, or else it just seems like you're looking to pop some eardrums, which, if you watch what you're doing, great prank, bro. I appreciate it. it's just a prank, bro.
Yeah, but now we got, unfortunately, this is for people 21 and over.
Well, so let's be real. If you're not 21 and older, you're not living life. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
But, yeah, 21 plus night at Medieval Times.
Oh, my goodness. Ryan, how excited are you?
Oh, I love medieval stuff.
Right? Okay. You're living in Medieval Times. What's the hardest thing to combat?
I mean, if dragons existed back then,
let's be real. If dragons existed, let's not play stupid here. Right? We all know that they did. Right? The knights just slayed them all.
Yeah. Living up to the king's name.
Living up to the king's name? All right, so I assume you'd be a knight?
Yeah.
All right, good man.
Go riding on a horse through town.
Right. So like a high-class knight, too? Like
yeah, with a lance.
So you're a lancer.
Yeah, a knight with a lance.
Okay, all right.
That pony spear type thing.
I assume that we all know what a lance is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're more of a competitive kind of knight. You're not like a go out and kill some people kind of knight.
Well, that too.
That too. Oh, so you do both.
Compete and try to kill some dragons.
Oh, dragons. All right. No people though.
Oh, okay. Maybe people if it was
if the king says so. I understand. Yeah. Yeah. See, the hardest thing to actually combat during the medieval times was the bubonic plague, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. But this event is happening April 12th from 6 to 10 p.m.
That is 2019 as well. You're not going back in time to actual medieval times.
Yeah. This is at the Carnegie Science Center, 1 Allegheny Ave, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. So you can party like it's 476 AD. If 21 plus night medieval times. Sip on the fine ale. Dance with your fellow lords and ladies to medieval music. Well, that sounds interesting.
Dude, they're going to be killing out on the loot.
Yeah. Test out catapults and trebuchets. Yeah. And explore four floors of the Science Center's Enchanted Kingdom.
I never knew the Science Center had an Enchanted Kingdom.
Neither did I. Costumes are encouraged, but no weapons, please.
All right. Now, come on. You expect me to be in costume, but I can't bring my firewalls.
I guess not.
I thought this was a 21 up night. Whatever. I understand how it is.
All right.
Also, very disappointed. There's no wenches.
Yeah. Admission cost is $15 for tickets purchased by noon on the day of the event. If tickets are still available, they can be purchased for $20 at the door. So tickets will be sold until the event is sold out.
All right. Two things. One, that's a pretty cheap price. That's a pretty cheap price.
Yeah.
You should definitely go and then go buy some chips at the casino after the event and gamble, because who doesn't like to do that in medieval times? Yeah. Second thing is, what is this tomfoolery? Tickets will be sold until the event is sold out. Really? I would imagine. I mean, I would hope that you're not like, well, Jim, we got 10 tickets left. Yeah, don't sell them, Bob. All right, I guess I won't sell them. Like, what? What kind of? That's just, it's dumb. That's just dumb to say.
All
right. I'm upset. That's all.
As to what's going on at 21 plus night, we got Medieval Times by.
Are you buying a timeshare of Medieval Times?
I wish. For an additional $9.95, you can leave the Middle Ages behind and travel to the Renaissance and Da Vinci the Exhibition, where you'll explore Leonardo da Vinci's art and inventions, including 60 life-size reproductions of his machines, more than 20 detailed art replicas, and dozens of stunning displays.
All right, back up 10 seconds. Spend this money. It's not even $10 to get in. Of course, it's actually $10. I mean, it's like 5 cents for tax. But what life-sized pre-production of this machine? That's just, I mean, I'm at a loss for word. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not really a huge fan of Da Vinci, but like to see those kind of machines, like my experience with Da Vinci is, of course, how everyone else's is in school, then plus like Futurama.
Yeah.
But that would be so cool to see his machines, mm-hmm. especially some art replicas too, and stunning displays. Nobody even knows what stunning displays are. Maybe it's like wax figures of him,
yeah.
or other things that he's done. That's just, it's worth the buy.
Yeah.
It's worth the buy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, continue on. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Then the add-on, the Da Vinci, the exhibition buy. Costumes and garb is encouraged, but personal weapons are strictly prohibited.
What about impersonal weapons?
They would still classify those as weapons. So I'm
but assuming. They're not personal.
I don't make the rules.
I'm just curious now. I'm curious what an impersonal weapon is as well.
So please read their costume and mask policy.
All right, hold on. There's a costume and mask policy now? What can I not wear with it? Am I just going to have to come in jeans and a t-shirt? They're so restrictive about their medieval times.
For the safety of all visitors, they ask that guests refrain from wearing full-face masks or other items would completely obscure their face.
So I can't be a plague doctor? What kind of garbage is this? I thought this was America.
Calm down. Costumes should not contain any elements which resemble or could easily be mistaken for an actual weapon.
I mean, all right. I know I've been complaining about this. I honestly understand it. Don't take anything like that. You'd be stupid.
Yeah. The Science Center reserves the right to turn away any guest with a costume that we deem offensive or unsafe.
All right, what's offensive? I'm curious.
I don't know.
Can I not wear my midriff? Can I not show my boobs? These are things I need to know if I'm going to do this, even though it is the medieval times. So I guess I have to wear a dress down to my ankles. And if I show a little bit ankle, that's where you get some cheeky looks.
Yep. Don't you own a kilt or something?
Don't say or something, Ryan. And yes, I wear a kilt.
All right.
Okay. It's the best invention ever.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's so much more freeing than pants. And like, it sucks because like I say, it's more freeing than pants. I used to wear jeans all the time. So like they were so a little constrictive, but now I wear joggers all the time. And even those are getting constrictive. And I'm like, oh man, I just need more kilts in my life.
I mean, the warm weather is breaking out, so you can start wearing some shorts.
Yeah, I know. But all I have is basketball shorts, really. So I
what about cargo shorts?
I have like two pairs of those. I don't need to buy more clothes. No, because I have too many. All right, I'm becoming a minimalist with my clothing, so I need to get rid of things. Honestly, I only need like 2 weeks worth of outfits, but that's beside the point right now. What is the point is you should check out the Renaissance Fest, spend that extra $10 to see Da Vinci's life-size replicas, and have a awesome 21-plus night at the Carnegie Science Center, 1 Allegheny Avenue, on April 12th, 6 to 10 p.m., excuse me.
Yep, and now I get to do some fancy foreign words here.
This is all you all the time, man. You got the best.
Les Balles Trocadero de Monte Carlo.
Exactly. Best dialect there is. That's April 13th, 8 to 10 p.m. Everybody at the Biome Theater, 101 6th Street, Pittsburgh Pier, 15222s. I was saving your voice so you can do the rest because there's probably more words in there. I don't know.
Yeah. Returning to Pittsburgh after its sold out show in 2013, the Trox is drag ballet at its finest. The visionary company of all male dancers has elevated drag to the concert stage like no other, presenting a playful, entertaining view of traditional classic ballet in parody form. The company has performed in 34 countries and 600 cities worldwide since its founding in 1974. The Trox's highly comedic work exaggerates the foibles, accidents, and underlying incongruities of serious dance. Delicately bouncing on toes as swans, slips, water sprites, and romantic princesses, the male ballerinas delight and amuse.
Again, a great event. We talked about drag so much last week. Yeah. It's becoming a great entertainment experience. It always has been a great entertainment experience. Get out, see something great. Plus, I mean, it's art, it's dance, it's ballet. If you don't feel like you could go to a regular ballet, because this probably isn't a, super regular ballet, so it won't be boring, all right?
Yeah.
This is clearly an entertaining event. I mean, My only experience with ballet is the Nutcracker, which is like the cream of the crop. Mm. But it's still silly to me. I don't get it. But this will be way better because it's playful, entertaining, and it has traditional classic ballet parody.
Yeah.
It's a parody. Just watch it. It'll be great. You won't regret it. They've been in 34 countries and 600 cities, and they've been at this for 26 years in 2000. So how many years have they've been at this for about like 36 years.
Yeah.
Get yourselves out there. They're experienced, and who doesn't love an experienced man?
Yeah. And if you want more dance, Global Carnival is tomorrow night at Yorktown.
Wow, sticking in that RMU plug.
Yep.
What more, Ryan? What's that Global Carnival?
Well, there's going to be a bunch of dancing there.
Bunch of dancing, yes. Of Saudi, all different.
Saudi, Japanese, there's something else, but I forget what it is.
All right, there's something else too, but Ryan will be there teaching the salsa class, as he does, because he is the zestiest salsa dancer there is. Jalapenos are all up in him.
Yep, and I need a girl to dance with.
That's true. He needs a dance mate. And so if you're interested, tomorrow, Global Carnival, all Ryan, all the time. Dance with a famous man.
Over at Yorktown.
Over at Yorktown. And if you don't know what Yorktown is, figure it out. It'll be worth it. You can meet Ryan.
Yep. Do you want to read this next one?
Sure. We got Olsen plays Rachmaninoff Slotkin at 75. I don't really know if I pronounced that third word.
You're fine.
Whatever. So that's going to be April 12th through April 14th, I guess, all day. Heinz Hall, 600 Penn Avenue. Oh, it's a show. Never mind. It's not all day. Anyway, Olsen competes the season-long Rachmaninoff cycle, performing the virtuosic Piano Concerto No. 4. Full of jazzy melodies inspired by Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, Slatkin leads the Pittsburgh premiere of its original All right, let's go backtrack here. Slatkin leads the Pittsburgh premiere of his own original composition, Kina, written to commemorate his late parents, musicians of the Hollywood String Quartet. The program closes with Elgar's Enigma Variations, an ingenious collection of musical portraits depicting Elgar's closet friends, or closest friends, not closet friends. I need to read more, is what I need to do.
Yeah.
But you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's jazzy. It's a concerto. It's music. It's all the good things. As I've said before, if you haven't seen yourself a real live concert in person, go see yourself a real live concert in person.
Yeah.
There's no experience like it. Even a regular old classical concerts are still amazing, in my opinion. But even seeing a classical concert is an experience all on its own, and it's way different. I mean, you get to dress fancy. You get to look at all these other fancy people and be like, I'm way fancier than you, or I'm just as fancy as you, and I don't even have as much money as you. And you get to see great music.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day after, if you're like me, you're like, I could play violin. Then you realize, I couldn't play violin. And then you don't want to buy the $35 violin off of Amazon. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
This next thing is really long, so we're going to summarize it.
No, whoa. No, we're not. I am doing this. I've seen this.
This is very long.
I don't care. Ryan.
Shh. All right.
I saw this two days ago. Midnight Radio is The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, March 28th through April 14th, Bricolage Production Company, 937 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. What happens when you wait for someone to give us what we already possess? Join us for a Midnight Radio retelling of the classic tale about finding home. It's the Silver Slippers, not the Red Ruby Slippers. A longtime fan favorite, our Midnight Radio series takes the form of Classic's 1940s radio broadcast. In this show, you are the cast as a live studio audience, so play your part and don't miss your cue when the applause sign flashes. And it flashes often. Always memorable and never at midnight or on the radio, this series brings you back to a simpler time. Plus, don't miss our
Happy
half hour, 30 minutes before every show with free drinks and interactive bewitching activities. They are free drinks and they are great drinks. Get the Dale's Pale Ale. It is 6.5%, tip a dollar, and you'll feel great. Ticket sales dates March 7th at 12:30 p.m. Free for all tickets are available. Get free tickets on our website using a code given out same day by calling the Bricolage office or by stopping by in person. First come, first serve, all free. Sign up for our e-blast here to get email reminders as well as day and off notice. So you can't actually sign up here, but sign up at their website. Journal admission tickets are $35. Student tickets with valid ID only are $25. Discounts for groups of 10 or more are available, as they are can be as little as $15 each. Talk to Fred. So week one is March 28th, March 29th, and March 30th. Week two is April 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then week three is April 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Get yourself in there and get yourself some Wizard of Oz Midnight Radio action. It's a great time. It's great everything. Look on the website for everything else. There's free-for-all, pay what you want on opening at Gathering Witchers, ASL Inspiration, Fully and Sensory Workshop. Everything you need to experience the Wizard of Oz at midnight on the radio, which it's actually not at midnight or on the radio. It's a great show. You can see voice actors do great stuff. The Scarecrow was phenomenal, and Dorothy sounded just like Judy Garland.
Yeah, there are a bunch of special occasions happening at this event.
Yeah, like I said, you can go on different nights, different things happen, and it, like I said, it's a great time.
You got Free For All, March 7th at 12:30. March 7th, that was weeks ago. Moving down, pay what you want already happened.
Gathering of Witches is April 7th, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. ASL Interpretation, April 5th, Friday at 8 p.m. And then Fully and Sensory Workshop, April 11th, Thursday at 6:45 p.m. It's a Fully workshop because they do all of their own sound effects in-house and everything to that extent. It's just like an old-timey radio show for everyone who wants to go back and experience that, or for someone who wants to experience it for the first time. Ryan, though, we have more dance going on.
Yep. Now, for those of you who like hip-hop...
Which, let's be real, everyone does.
Yep. You do not want to miss the Hip-Hop Dance Workshop.
Sweet.
Yep. it is April 14th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, Allegheny Square, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. The workshop will begin with a performance by instructor Beth Hall in a warm-up stretch. After that, students will learn techniques including isolations and grooves. In a short dance routine, at the end, you'll have a chance to dance battle and show off your best moves. Wear comfortable clothes and sturdy shoes to dance in and get ready to move.
So that means wear your clogs, everybody.
workshop times, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and then again at 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And see other dance choreography, see other dances choreographed by instructor Bess Hall.
Yep, and right after you do that, you can learn how to dance to jazz. Not particularly, but there is a jazz record being released. Miles Ocasio's Trickster, April 16th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at City of Asylum, 40 West North Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. We've already said that for you. Join us for the evening of jazz with Miles Ocasio playing original compositions from his new album, Trickster. And you can even dance from your hip-hop class because jazz is the founding of hip-hop. Trickster is Miles Ocasio's fourth album of original compositions. The album was released on Pi Recordings in 2017 to great acclaim, called A Brilliant Individual Statement and a Mature Work for the Ages by Pop Matters. A true concept album by the Wall Street Journal and an expression of deep systematic intrigue by the New York Times. Trickster made best of 2017 list on Pop Matters and the Los Angeles Times. It was an editor's pick of both Downbeat and Jazz Times. The album features Craig Tiborn on piano, Anthony Tidd on bass, and Sean Rickman on drums. Recent performances have included Matt Mitchell on piano. Double pianos? Who doesn't love double pianos, and who doesn't love dancing hip-hop to jazz?
I love it.
Exactly, exactly. So, Ryan.
Yeah.
How's your week looking?
Oh, hearing about this. Oh, I'm pretty intrigued.
You're intrigued now? That's right. So everybody, go out, do something with yourselves. Don't just sit inside. There's activities going on all around you. And once again, we want to thank our sponsor, April Fools. Tell them what they can do, Ryan.
Go play a prank on one of your friends.
Not a stranger there, or else you get a punch to the face.
Yep.
I'm just saying. And also, just for some ideas of pranks, give an idea of a prank other than the one you've done.
You know, you got to fool your friends into thinking that something happened when it didn't.
That's always the easiest one. Yeah, I do enjoy that one. Another prank, while we get Rachel into the studio, is to take a gum band, put it around the faucet sprayer. You know what I'm talking about. So, like, the pan sprayer on your faucet. Tie it around that, and then every time somebody turns on the water, boom, they get sprayed with water. Great prank and very unharmful. I mean, people get wet, but...
They would be very annoyed.
Yeah, they'd be very annoyed. But as long as it's your friend, it's okay. Don't do it your parents, though, because your mom will beat the poop out of you.
I take it you had a bad pranking experience once?
Not particularly, no. Just I've seen internet videos, and I've never wanted to do it to my own mother because, you know, parents scared.
Yeah, they wouldn't be very pleased.
Yes.
But with that, we do need to wrap up here, so thank
I assume so.
Yeah, unfortunately. Thank you to our sponsor again, April Fools. Go prank your friends, not a stranger, because you'll get punched in the face. Yep. And with that, I'm Ryan Giacobbe.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen with special guest Rachel Giacobbe. Thank you, and see you next week.
Thank you.